and welcome to Chat Show. I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're here to take you through some of the fantastic things we've got coming up over the next couple of months. But first, a little look back to something rather special that we did on Monday.
We're still buzzing.
It was, maybe
you were there too. We had the fantastic The Boy Who Lived premiere out of London of the documentary. Absolutely, wow, amazing. Eleanor, give the synopsis.
Such an inspiring documentary about David Holmes, who was Daniel Radcliffe's stuntman in the Harry Potter films until he had a horrible accident while filming Harry Potter 7 and became a quadriplegic. And it was his journey since then in an incredibly sensitively directed piece. And talking of direction, who did we have in the theatre?
None other than Dan Hartnett.
As of yesterday, the BAFTA nominated
Dan Hartley.
There you go. The documentary's been nominated for a BAFTA, and as Caroline says, it was the first time it's been on the big screen since its premiere, so it was absolutely fantastic. The theatre was packed.
It was buzzing, wasn't it?
It was just an incredible experience. So maybe you were there.
I hope you were. It was just so moving. Everyone was, like, you could see everyone wiping their eyes. It just made you, one of the best kind of films that makes you think and stays with you. It really has. And we feel as a theatre really blessed that we can get those fantastically talented people in with the help of Chiltern Creatives.
Absolutely.
And get them in the theatre. So hopefully we'll get more stuff like that. That's what we're all about.
It was a fantastic shared experience just watching Slightly Together.
It really was. And you're promoting sort of the local talent, real creme de creme. I think we're very lucky. Very lucky. So, but we have more.
That's coming up. Let's have a look at some of the films we've got coming up.
We've got some biggies.
Olivia Colman, hello.
Who doesn't love Olivia Colman? One of the loveliest, funniest
people. She's so talented. And she's in a very sweary, slightly shocking film with Jessie Buckley called Wicked Little Letters that we've got screening in a couple of days, 22nd and 25th of April.
Yeah, we were selling so well, we've had to add another screening. So, get your tickets. It's supposed to be a cracking little movie. Yeah.
And also, secret poison pen letter in the 1920s, and who's writing those naughty letters?
Yes, and going on with the biggies, we've got Priscilla.
Wow.
Yeah, all about Elvis's wife and
goodness me,
had to go through. So it was quite eye opening.
Yeah, and it's based on Priscilla Bewley's actual autobiography. So obviously, it's going to be packed with real life story. You know, Elvis, the man behind the legend, what it's like being mounted the king.
So I'm booking my tickets to I'll be there. And keeping on the music theme, we've also got Back to Black, much anticipated movie. We've got Sam Taylor Johnson directing that one. Nowhere Boy audio.
Absolutely. Absolute talent she is.
Yeah, so that should be definitely worth watching.
Incredible life of Amy Winehouse. I mean, just to come from nothing to everything and then such a life cut short.
27, that age, isn't it?
That golden age,
where so many good people died. But it really is supposed to be a good movie. And if you want actual live music rather than on our big screen, we've got some fantastic feel-good stuff coming up. We've got some of the best sort of tributes, like ABBA Forever.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Dancing Queens. On the 5th of April, get your dancing shoes on. Yeah. Come down. There's so much misery at the moment, isn't there? So I think we do need a little bit of joy. So I think stuff like that. Also, if
everyone's going to be a banger, everyone will be singing along. It's just going to be a cracking night.
Well,
talking of the crack,
we've got One Night in Dublin and back, the ever popular. People never get bored of these guys.
They're so funny, and they're just the humour that goes with the songs that they sing, the stories behind the songs, the way they interact with the audience. It's such a feel good night. You just come out buzzing. It's like the best ever night in an Irish pub.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've also got Rave On again for that more kind of 50s, 60s vibe. If you want to sing along to that era, that's they've got there. So again,
all the big hits of the 50s and 60s. And they just knock out hit after hit.
They have the tremendous voices.
Flawless, just a flawless delivery. Absolutely stunning professional musician. So a really, really cracking night.
Yeah, so something. And if you're more family, if your family is more your thing, we've got lots of great family stuff coming up. We've got the crazy Captain Calamity.
Captain Calamity, oh my goodness.
Back for Easter, bless him with his craziness and chaos.
You never know what he's going to do next. You know, is it going to be bubbles? Is it going to be magic? Is it going to be a puppet, a crazy song? He just, and the energy that guy has, I don't know how he does it. The children just are absolutely, you know, the gales of
mesmerized.
Yeah, it's just mesmerized. So good.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets here. I don't know where he gets the energy.
No.
He's here on the 9th of April, guys, 2:30. Mm-hmm. Then we've also got the wrestling talking of energy. Oh, yes, they're back.
Corner. Oh,
and actually, and get your tickets, ladies and gents, because it's nearly sold out.
Very nearly sold on. But if you can't get the seats that you want, we have just popped it on sale in September as well. Mm. They're coming back for more. So do have a look at our website and get your foam fingers ready for that.
Yeah, and if you want something a little bit more sedate, we have Alice in Wonderland, proper actual, like real like theatre. Yeah.
And a great way to bring your little ones to the theatre the first time. Immersion Theatre, award-winning theatre company. So it's going to be a fantastic show. It's a musical adventure with puppets and animation and all sorts of fantastic things.
Yeah, it should be a really good one. And of course, we have our highfalutin culture big stuff.
Yes.
the posh stuff as well. So come along. We've got the wonderful English Symphonia coming in April, isn't it? April.
Yes, that's right. One moment, please, while we consult our...
I could hum to you, couldn't I? But I'll spare you. I'll spare you that.
There we go. They're coming on Sunday the 28th of April. So our resident orchestra is back with a fantastic programme, all based around Mozart in the Chilterns. Not that Mozart came to the Chilterns. Obviously, inspired by the Chilterns. Some wonderful, fantastic concerti for Mozart. So that's going to be... They're just... Some top class musicians.
Really, every time we come, everyone's just bowled over by them. So please, yeah, to have real life music in Chesham, amazing, by such a talented group of people. Yeah. It's amazing. We've also, if dance is more your thing, we've got Coppelia, but a twist, a modern twist on Coppelia, which looks amazing. Really, really excited about having that.
We've
had dance for a while. So.
Yeah, and it's just fantastic. They're using the original Delib music, but they've sort of reinvented and reworked it with some stunning choreography.
Yeah,
so it's going to be
amazing.
Just to see what the human body can do, it's just going to be an absolute cracker of that. And if you like dance, then we've also got the fantastic Winter's Tale, which is a new-ish production from the Royal Ballet. So obviously based on Shakespeare's Tale, with a lovely score. It's just got the most gorgeous scenery. I mean, it's just fantastic. So we're streaming it, captured live at the Royal Opera House. So it's just an absolute cracker. And if you like things from the Royal Opera House, we've got Carmen.
We have classic Carmen. I mean, it doesn't get much better than Carmen. And you know, you think, do I know this? And then you can, even if you don't know opera, you'll know so much from Carmen. Yeah. So a really good, I think, introduction to opera, if you're not too au fait with it. It's beautiful. So many stunning songs and a really heartbreaking story. So.
Yeah, it's just such a fantastic introduction to opera, as Carmen says. It's just an amazing story. You know, all the passion, all born out through opera. It's just, wow, not to be missed. Really, really good.
And as I say, we've also got a Message in a Bottle. This one's from Sadler as well. Yeah. So again, sort of a nice contemporary sort of take.
It's all set to the Grammy award-winning music of Sting and the Police.
Yeah.
So you think, everyone knows those tunes. They're iconic. But, you know, just imagine them with modern choreography and dance, exploring different themes through the music. It's just going to be... cracker.
And of course, you get your free drink.
Of course.
So all our live screenings come with a complimentary kind of glass of wine or juice, whatever your tipple is. So yeah, come along and get the shared experience. Like, we've got our fairy lights out and it's a really lovely evening.
Really buzzy.
Pianist.
Yeah, and you can get the best of the West End right here on your doorstep.
That's what we are all about. So exactly. Yeah, hopefully something there that tickles.
And something new we've got coming we've not had before. We've got an astronomer coming.
Watch
this space. So, you know, go where no one's gone before. So the fantastic Will Gator is coming with his astronomy show. So just imagine that in the darkness of the theatre, finding out all about the planets, where the Earth is in the solar system, the stars, how stars are born, their celestial journey. I mean,
beautiful. I think those kind of blow your mind, isn't it, when you start
talking about
space? It's just like, oh my gosh. And he's one of the kind of, what they call the rock star kind of astronomers.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what tween or teenager isn't into all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. And some adults as well.
And some adults as well. So that's
some grown-ups.
A really good show. So that's on Saturday the 20th of April.
So yeah, come on down. We've got so much. We've really got a packed programme.
We can only really give you a flavour in this podcast. So do jump onto our website at algiva.com. We're putting on new shows all the time. There's more information as well. You can find out all the dates, how to book. So do stop along and visit our website soon.
Pop along. Yeah, look forward to seeing you. Take care.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.